Our gospel reading is from Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. One day, he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A gale swept down on the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I'm going to welcome Helen. Helen, good to have you.
Hi, everybody. It's good to be with you again.
To share with us now.
Thank you.
And I will leave you to it.
Thanks, Alison. Well, here I am, and here you are. Let's pray. Father, we thank you as always for your word for today, and may our hearts be increasing in faith in you as we hear your word. Amen. Well, we're in an island nation, aren't we? So I suppose most of us are within a day's travel from the sea in one direction or another. And I wonder if, like me, you need your year of sea. It might be because you love the sunset on the west coast, the way the sun just catches the water, or maybe the east coast and the sunrise, or maybe the cliffs and the waves crashing against the cliffs, the splendour, the beautiful splendour of the waters that surround our country. But you may also be fascinated by the threatening, untamable disorder and chaos of the sea. And of course, it's potential danger. You remember the Boxing Day tsunami? And I for one, had kind of nightmares after that of a huge wave coming at me over the houses and no control. And this is really important for our story because Jesus is asleep and the disciples feel out of control and Jesus stills the storm. He stills the storm by his word and by his power and by his authority. And in this gospel, Luke's gospel, we just had a little passage about Jesus's mother and his brothers coming to the place where he was ministering and wanting to see him. And Jesus doesn't actually want to see them. Instead, he said, "My mother and my brothers and that are those who hear the word of God and do it and obey it." We'll hear in this very passage, we have the wind and the waves hearing the word of God and being obedient to it. We've heard in this passage rebuke. Jesus rebukes the wind and the waves. And this language is resonant of Jesus' practice of exorcism. And when he overcomes the chaotic forces of the wind and the waves, just as he overcomes the demons that beset the Gerasene demoniac, which is in our next passage after this. Do you remember he was among the tombs and in terrible distress, full of demons, and Jesus drives the demons into the pigs and the pigs tumble down and go in the water. Now, Jesus is indeed the deliverer. He is indeed the one, nobody can oppose his power of command. But what about his disciples? Now, the boat belongs to some of them, and these are seasoned fishermen on the Sea of Galilee, and they know all about the storms because that's a geographical fact, apparently, or whatever you'd call it, Sea of Galilee. So why were they so frightened? This storm must have been a particularly mighty one. The trouble is, though, the disciples' faith wasn't mighty at all. It was pretty tiny. And they cry out for help. They don't realise who Jesus is, really. They don't get it. They don't see that he has the authority of his Father God over the wind and the waves. They'd forgotten their psalms. We had a beautiful psalm earlier, but there are plenty of psalms. It's well documented how God is in control of the wind and the waves. There's one, Psalm 107, which tells us that Yahweh delivers his people. And here's a passage. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business in the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works of the deep, as he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which leaves of the sea, and mounted up to heaven, and then they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity, and they reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out from their distress. Be still, and the waves and the sea were hushed. There you have it. Jesus has the power of his Father God. And of course he does, because he was present at their creation. Jesus was there as well. So Jesus in control. But what about these disciples? These disciples' faith. So thin. And what about us? Is our faith thin like that? When we come to the end of our resources, the storms of life threaten to overcome us. You know, it's not just one thing, it's many things. And we feel completely overwhelmed and we don't know where to turn. Do we throw ourselves on Jesus' mercy? Do we trust that he will rescue us? Do we believe in his power and authority of our Saviour? Do we believe that he has the wish, the want to hold us up in the storms? When I was a girl, now I was a girl in the 1950s, wow, and literature wasn't the same. Books weren't the same as they are now. I had a children's Bible and it was dense text, and I can't say I read all that dense text, but it's colour plates and one or two line drawings. But the colour plate, I had a colour plate of how Jesus walks on the water towards the boat. And Peter says, do you remember? He says, oh, ask me to come to you and I'll walk on the water. And he steps out of the boat full of faith and then looks down at the waves and he starts to sink. And this picture shows Peter in Jesus' arms on the water. Peter being rescued in the storms of his life. And that has influenced my faith. I've always felt that Jesus holds me, God holds me from the void and will save me. Now, I don't say my faith is always strong, 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 but that is there. Now, what happens when I or other people or you have a moment when, oh no, I'm not sure that Jesus can help here? You know, he seems to be asleep at the moment. There are two things I could suggest. First of all, go on to Mark's Gospel, chapter 9. Now, this is about a boy who was infested with demons. And these demons were so ferocious that they threw him into the fire as he was having fits, and his parents had to watch him all the time, or threaten to drown him in water. And the father comes to Jesus and he says, if you're able, please have pity and help us. And Jesus says, I always imagine him kind of almost saying, if I'm able, but maybe not. If I'm able, All things can be done for those who believe. And immediately the father cries out, I believe, help my unbelief. What a magnificent prayer that is. Because the father is saying, I do, I have some belief. I do, and I want to believe. Please help me in the bit that I haven't got, that so that my prayer can be answered. I believe, help my unbelief. What a wonderful prayer. So when we're in despair, when the storms of life just are tipping us up, let's pray it. I believe, help my unbelief. And then a second suggestion I have for you is a bit more metaphorical, and it reminds us a bit of the story of Peter walking on the water and then sinking and Jesus holding him. Because there's a big river, a wide river, and I'm standing on one bank and Jesus is standing on the other bank. And he says to me, Helen, step on the water and come to me. Same thing, really, as Peter. Step on the water and come to me. And I say, but Jesus... there's no bridge, there's no... And he says, just take one step, keep your eye on me, come. Well, I'm frightened, I'm really scared, but I think, well, if I keep my eye on him, I'm going to keep my eye pinned on him, and then I'm going to lift my right foot, and then I'm going to step, and as I step on the water, a stone rises up, a stepping stone rises up under my foot, and I'm there on a stepping stone. And I'm looking at Jesus and he's saying, come another. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's one, but what about? And he said, come, keep your eye on me. And so I lift my left leg and with a certain amount of trepidation, I move forward. And as I put my foot down on the water, another step comes up and I'm standing on another stepping stone. Well, I think you can imagine after that, my confidence grows with every step and I'm stepping and I'm hopping and I'm skipping. And soon I'm right at the other end and Jesus is holding me in his arms. I've kept my eyes on him and my faith has grown as I've crossed that river by taking one step at a time. One step, faith. Two steps, bigger faith. Three steps, more faith. My faith and trust in him will grow. So let us step out in an adventure of faith so that Jesus can hold us up in the storms of our life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you will hold us up. We keep that picture of Jesus holding Peter above the waves. And Lord, I would like you, please, to grow our faith step by step. I believe, help my unbelief. As we grow on our journey with you, may we grow in faith and obedience to your purposes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.